Firewall by Andy McNab.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Helsinki, Finland. Monday, the 6th of December, 1999. The Russians were serious players. If things didn't go as planned, Sergei said, I'd be lucky to be shot dead in the hotel lobby. If they captured me, I'd be taken to a remote bit of wasteland and have my stomach slit open. They'd pull my intestines out and leave me to watch them squirm around on my chest like a bucket of freshly caught eels for the 30 minutes it would take me to die. These things happen, he had explained, when you mess with the main men in ROC, Russian Organized Crime. But I didn't have a choice. I desperately needed the cash. What's it called again, Sergei? I mimed the disembowelment. Eyes staring straight ahead, he gave a brief, somber smile and muttered, Viking's revenge. It was just before 7 p.m, and it had already been dark for 3.5 hours. The air temperature had been well below freezing all day. It hadn't snowed for a while, but there was still a lot of the stuff about, ploughed to the sides of the roads. The two of us had been sitting very still for the best part of an hour. Until I'd just spoken, our breathing was the only sign of movement. We were parked 2 blocks away from the Intercontinental Hotel, using the shadows between the streetlights to conceal our presence in the dirty black Nissan 4x4. The rear seats were down flat to make it easier to bundle the target inside, complete with me.